Epiphyte Corporation's business plan is about an inch thick, neither fat nor skinny, as these things go. The interior pages are slickly and groovily desktop published out of Abby's laptop. The covers are rugged hand-laid paper of rice chaff, bamboo tailings, free-range hemp, and crystalline glacial meltwater made by wizened artisans operating out of a mist-shrouded temple hewn from living volcanic rock. The actual content of the business plan hews to a logical structure straight out of the Principia Mathematica. Avi and Beryl have written enough business plans between the two of them that they can smash them out from brute memory. Avi's business plans tend to go something like this. Mission, at name of company. It is our conviction that to do the stuff we want to do and to increase shareholder value are not merely complementary activities. They are inextricably linked. Purpose, to increase shareholder value by doing stuff. Extremely serious warning, printed on a separate page in red letters on a yellow background. Unless you are as smart as Johann Carl Friedrich Gauss, savvy as a half-blind Calcutta bootblack, tough as General William Tecumseh Sherman, rich as the Queen of England, emotionally resilient as a Red Sox fan, and as generally able to take care of yourself as the average nuclear missile submarine commander, you should never have been allowed near this document. Please dispose of it as you would any piece of high-level radioactive waste, and then arrange with a qualified surgeon to amputate your arms at the elbows and gouge your eyes at the sockets. Still reading? Great. Now that we've scared off the lightweights, let's get down to business. Executive summary. We will raise some money, then do some stuff, and increase shareholder value. Want details? Read on. Introduction. This trend, which everyone knows about, and that trend, which is so incredibly arcane that you probably didn't know about it until just now, and this other trend over here, which might seem at first blush to be completely unrelated, when all taken together, lead us to the proprietary, secret, heavily patented, trademarked, and NDA'd insight that we could increase shareholder value by doing stuff. Details. Phase 1. After taking vows of celibacy and abstinence and foregoing all our material possessions for homespun robes, we will move into a modest complex of scavenged refrigerator boxes in the central Gobi Desert, where real estate is so cheap that we are actually being paid to occupy it, thereby enhancing shareholder value even before we have actually done anything. On a daily ration consisting of a handful of uncooked rice and a ladle full of water, we will begin to do stuff.